Ronnie Lee's told it like it was.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Artemis Pyle celebrates his 71st birthday today. Former drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd. And he says Ronnie Van Zant said what he had to say. Didn't matter. Second Helping was a big album for them. Sweet Home Alabama was a big song, but lyric said what he had to say. Another song off that album that didn't do quite as well was Don't Ask Me No Questions. And the reason he didn't tone it down. He said what he had to say. Here's Artemis Pyle.
Ronnie was not afraid. Ronnie Van Zant spoke his mind and stood up like a man at all times. And I was very proud to be in a band with him. And I love Ronnie and I miss him. But his music lives on. He was very direct. And somebody had to say it. And so he did. It was just like Sweet Home Alabama. Somebody had to say, look, don't blame me for something my great-grandfather was involved with. Somebody had to say, don't ask me no questions. Don't ask me no stupid questions. And I won't tell you no lies.
You never mess. Never mess with Sharon Osbourne. Now we know why Ozzy did not join Black Sabbath in May when they honored the band with a Lifetime Achievement Award from Recording Academy at the Grammy Salute to Music Legend Ceremony in Los Angeles. They didn't have time because the name was too long. No, that wasn't it. Sharon says, I was just so pissed off at the Grammys this year because they wouldn't give the award to them on the TV show that we all know is the Grammy Awards. They wanted to give it to them in some pissy bleeping ceremony that they had, which was taped for PBS. There were artists that got awards and deserved it too, but I just thought because Sabbath, their career spanned 50 years, they're still selling records today, their catalog still sells, and their last record that was out 6 years ago was number one in many countries worldwide. So the other artists they were honoring had great careers and deserved to be honored, but they still didn't have the careers that Sabbath had. So not to put them on the proper TV show, it was like, how dare you? I was so angry, I just thought, screw you. I'm not going to give you the honor of having Ozzy at your crappy ceremony. There were many expletives in there as well. I just chose not to say them.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.